Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor? You said,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's why Magical Engineer Frank and I are here. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about antibiotics. New study affects your brain. Ooh, let's check that out. And we have some other stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are. I'm minding the time. I hope you are. And I'm hitting the knees. I hope you are. So here we are in our devotional tonight. And we're in Ephesians 2, where it says, I want to go to 1 John chapter 5. It says, for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And then Ephesians 6 says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherefore ye shall be able to squelch all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's right. Put on the whole armor of God. breastplate of righteousness. Gird yourself in the gospel of peace. Take the shield of faith, sword of, what's the word? The word of the Lord is the sword, and of course the helmet of salvation. So, so gird yourself in the gospel of gospel, and then shod your feet in peace. So, you know, you got all these elements that make up your spiritual armor, and we need to use them and exercise them, especially now. So hope you will mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. First up in the quack report. Oh, goodness, we're in the state of North Carolina. That's where I'm at. Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg County. I used to live there. There's reports that the health department are sending out workers into the community, their outreach group is what they call it, for people to convince people to accept the COVID vaccine and go ahead and get updated. So the government of Mecklenburg County has commissioned a health professional to be on standby to administer the vaccine at a moment's notice when these health professionals go around your neighborhood. They're in Charlotte, North Carolina area. Also nearby, South Carolina is taking a different tack. Their governor, Henry McMaster, has done everything in his power to stop the door-to-door vaccine canvassing, which prompted White House Press Secretary to throw a little bit of a fit. She says the failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficiency of vaccines and the accessibility of them to people across the country, including South Carolina, is literally killing people, she said. So maybe they should consider that. Yeah, a little persnickety there. Moving along on the quack report. Alarming new study shows COVID lockdowns led to 5 times more suicides among children than those that died of the actual virus. Now, this is the Epoch Times. They reported 5 times more children. This is out of the UK, of course. This is University College of London, University of York, and University of Liverpool and Bristol. They got together and they did some statistical reviews. And they say 5 times more kids and young people committed suicide and died of during the COVID-19 pandemic, the first year of the pandemic in the UK. In their study, they conclude that the lockdowns were more detrimental to children's health than the actual virus itself. They say the continued lockdowns of the of such would appear to present a significant health risk to children compared to other age groups. So I'm sure that's kind of similar here in the U.S. and other countries, to be honest. Moving along, inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology fears he might be assassinated because he blew the lid off the pandemic. This is Dr. Robert Malone. He's saying that he could be assassinated for telling the truth about the deadly shots. So clinical scientist and researcher Dr. Malone had Twitter followers and an experienced journalist warned him that some of his posts and stuff put him in danger. He says, one of my concerns is that the government is not being transparent with us about those that are at risk, he said to the Fox News host Tucker Carlson. He says, and so I am of the opinion that people have the right to decide whether to accept vaccines or not, especially since these are experimental vaccines. So Dr. Malone went on to explain that he has an ethical obligation to share what he knows, even if doing so creates tremendous obstacles for the drug companies that profit from them. So he says, this is a fundamental right having to do with clinical research ethics, he says. And so my concern is that I know that there are risks. And he's right, and the people aren't being totally informed. All right, last but not least in the quack report, according to research from Israel, they said statistical analysis of information from the Central Bureau of Statistics combined with information from the Ministry of Health leads to the following conclusions on the mortality rate amongst the vaccinated of the COVID vaccine is estimated to be currently 1 in 5,000. To 1 in 13,000 in the age groups of 20 to 49. One death in 6,000 if you're in the age group of 50 to 69. And one death in 1,600 if you're in the age group of 70 and over. That's their statistical report. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. Oh, and I want to thank those that have called, written in, texted, or emailed, or let the radio stations know that you enjoy their talk. Thank you so much. We try to have some information that's worth hearing and you know, try to be entertaining along the way. So I'm glad you like the quack report. People like the quack report, Frank. Ta-da-ta-da-ta-ta. Anyway, let's get to it. We're going to be talking about antibiotics that affect your brain. That gray matter upstairs, otherwise known as your noodle. Most people understand that using antibiotics for serious infections may be necessary. Mm-hmm. However, most of modern medicine has abused the use of antibiotics by over-prescribing, as you are aware. Now, some new research from Rutgers University has shown that when antibiotics are given too early in life, children suffer afterwards. So we're going to check this out. This is a new study that was published July 2021, and it highlights that antibiotics not only create super-resistant bacteria, but it also affects the human brain and your immune system in a negative way. So according to this research, when children are given antibiotics, it alters the developing brain in the areas of cognitive and emotional functions. Now, when I read that, I said, well, that explains a lot, doesn't it, Frank? Right? These millennials and stuff. Well, so the research did get published in the July 2021 Journal of iScience, if you want to check out the full report. So how does the damage work? How do the antibiotics damage the brain? Well, the Rutgers study points out that billions of microbiome bacteria help the human body to function. So these are helpful microorganisms that constantly live in the human body. They're supposed to be there. So the bacteria assists with gene expression. Gene expression. We've heard that term recently, haven't we, Frank? All over the world, the news, everything. So your healthy bacteria influences gene expression, allowing your cells to respond appropriately. Now, this is how the Rutgers report. They say, therefore, when the antibiotics attack all bacteria, regardless of how the body uses it, the process begins to degenerate the gene expression and has a significant impact on the developing brains of children. So, in other words, this is what the report stated, quote, our findings suggest that by reducing widespread use of antibiotics or using alternatives when possible, this will help prevent neurodevelopmental problems. Now, Martin Blaser, he's with the Center of Advanced Biotechnology and Medicine at Rutgers. He says this in the study. He said, this study shows a correlation between altering the microbiome and changes in the brain that should further be explored. What did you say, Frank? Alternatives, right? Did they just say garlic? Yes, they did, Frank. Garlic qualifies for an alternative. You are spot on. He's listening. Well, let's look at this wide use. Now, think about this for a minute. Wrap your brain around this. In the United States, the use of common antibiotics like, you know, penicillin, amoxicillin, ampicillin, they have damaged the cognitive development of millions of children. Yeah, the average American child receives 3 courses of antibiotics before the age of 2. And when we get further into this report, you'll see how that really impacts them. Now, sadly, these statistics are similar in other countries, so it's not just the United States. Now, what about immunity? Well, the researchers at the Rutgers review, they also mentioned previous research they did in animal studies with the antibiotics that change the metabolism and the immune system of the lab animals. Here's a quote from them. This was published in iScience, July 14, 2021. They say, "We found that mice given penicillin experienced substantial changes in their intestinal microbiome." Well, don't we know that, Frank? You take antibiotics, what do you get? Well, you get a yeast infection, right? Well, they say, get back to the report. So the mice had a microbiome changes in the intestinal area, and they go on to say, and had altered gene expression in the frontal cortex and the myoganglia. These are two key areas of the brain responsible, they say, for developing memory and also in relation to the emotions of things like fear and stress responses. Whoa, right? That kind of explains a lot, too, doesn't it, with the millennials, Frank? I'm just saying. Well, let's look at how it's altering the brain. This is going to get down to some nitty-gritty here. From their Rutgers report, the researchers there, the research team over there describes how the antibiotics can alter your brain. They have evidence that links the track signaling of the brain is disturbed when antibiotics get used. So the more antibiotics are used, there is a higher risk that the brain is going to be in an altered state and could become a permanent state and changes, therefore, the function of the brain overall. So what could this produce? Well, good question. The research team lists the health problems this creates later in childhood and then into adulthood. Psychiatric. I can't speak tonight, Frank. Okay, so neuropsychiatric disorders. Also, neurodegenerative disorders. Dementia? Yeah. Autism, a spectrum disorder, which means the child is challenged with speech, social interaction, and just basic communication skills. Attention deficit disorder was on the list, as well as hyperactivity disorder. Well, isn't that kind of what's plaguing kids from like the 1970s, 80s and onward? It's kind of got grown to be more common, right? And people just look at it as something that's normal when it's common, but it's not normal. So the Rutgers team, they kept mentioning the gene expression. It gets altered by the antibiotics, and this makes you wonder what behaviors will develop when children are getting the messenger RNA vaccines, the gene expression stuff, right, Frank? On top of their antibiotic use, what's going to happen to their brains? Oh, and Pfizer's pushing that 6-month-olds and up get the COVID shot. It's going to be terrible. Now, this research especially is troubling. When you read the research out of the University of North Carolina, healthcare got published October 2018. This is what I was referencing a little earlier. They were stating that a child's emotional development is established within the first year of infancy. Here's what they stated, quote, "Our study shows that early brain development of the brain's emotional circuitry in infancy shows adult-like brain connections for emotional regulation emerge during the first year of life. So the growth in the second year of life affects the brain circuits regarding IQ and emotional control up to 4 years of life. And this suggests more studies need to be done to understand the brain's function and development in the early years and how it relates to emotional problems." So as you see, this sets the stage. In the first through 4 years of life, the brain development, what you're going to have is a teenager and young adult. Well, look to the natural, you know, and God says that's what you should be doing. You know, in the Bible, he says herbs are convenient. They're meat and they're convenient. That's what he means. Why aren't you using them? They're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. He can't lie. God can't lie. We've gotten way off the path. Way off the path. So rather than, what'd you say, Frank? Can childhood damage like this ever be corrected? Well, according to the Rutgers research, the gene expression could be a permanent problem, very difficult to reverse. That's the gist of their report. I think things could lessen as a child gets into adulthood and uses a lot of corrective therapies, you know, emotional corrective therapies. But if you think about it, you mentioned autism, and most of your autism cases are males, right? And so is this myocarditis thing, is male-related, mostly male-related. You know, young teens and young adult males in their 20s. I'm just wondering if this protein expression mechanism in the vaccine is intended to be connected to testosterone levels, and the younger males have higher testosterone levels, so this is why they're having an issue as compared to, let's say, older 40 to 50 year olds, right? It's just interesting how certain protein mechanisms can just create different outcomes for different people. What'd you say, Frank? Males will be the ones, hanging these sobs if everyone ever does, so they must be diminished. Well, I think people are getting the picture, you know, just getting the picture. And so I'm just noticing a pattern, and I'm connecting the dots. So I'm hoping other people see it too, you know. So I just think this whole COVID thing's a test run for what's coming down the pike with other vaccines that are coded, chipped, quantum dotted, and connected to trust score by Bill Gates. That's, you know, I just think that will be your mark of the beast, but you have to be aware of that, you know, because scripture says you have to agree to it, whereas these people in this go-round had no clue, right? They had no clue. So just be aware, once they roll out things like trust score, which is linked to your medical record and your bank account, then you know, because these people with these quantum dots and these vaccines, their hand and their eyeballs are glowing. There's a mark. That's how they scan you for that. They want to see you light up. Bad idea. So, you know, my personal thing is, you know, rather than risk health to medications like this, that are obviously, with more research coming out, you know, post-release, well, I don't think medicine is fully vetting anything that they have as a treatment, are they? I mean, look at what they found, you know, after the fact, supposedly, that, you know, antibiotics create superbugs and resistance. Well, no, they kind of knew that in the 1940s, but they just didn't tell anybody. And so they probably possibly knew about this brain link, and also, of course, your immune system link, but they just didn't tell anybody. They didn't tell the public. So either way you look at it, either they're not doing their due diligence, or they're just not being honest. What do you think it is, Frank? Which one do you want to pick? I'm going to go with the not being honest part. That's what I think. And, of course, you know, your poor doctors, they're kind of brainwashed in medical school, and they're just going by the propaganda that's printed in their journal articles, a lot of it. So they're kind of in the dark a lot of the time. But anyway, well, when they wake up, then that's a problem. That's a big decision they got to make. Oof. Well, let's get back to it here. You have options. God made sure you had them. He gave you door number two. You know, when you got the fork in the road, you want to go onto the narrow and straight path, right? What'd you say? So the whole country is now Tuckasegee Airmen. I could see that. Yeah. Thank you, Frank, for pointing that out. So there's lots of herbs out there that help your immune system and your brain. A lot of herbs help your immune system fight infections. Here's a list, echinacea, astragalus root, ginseng, garlic, of course, like Frank, Mr. Garlic Man over there. So these are lots of nutritional sources that help your immune system work properly and establish an antibody that remains with you for life, doesn't go away in a couple of months. When you get a natural antibody protection, it stays there. So you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to get their free product catalog. They have a whole line of Tilth Standard Organic immune-boosting formulas. They have also formulas for digestion, cardio, the brain, a whole lot more. You'll be amazed how powerful you are with God's herbs. God gets all the credit every day, all the time. But it's up to us to learn how to use them and be wise. You know, don't want to perish for lack of knowledge, do you? No. So they also have some formulas in pandemic kits you might want to have on hand, too. Great stuff there. I'd give them a call at 866-229-3663. It's toll-free, 866-229-3663. Their international number is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Web address, if you want to check them out on the net, is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Right now they're having their summer sale. It ends on the 30th of July, so you want to take advantage of that and save 20% on orders of $50 or more. You want to use coupon code summer21. You can use it over the phone. You can use it on your mail-in order form, and you can use it on their website. So take advantage of that. Restrictions do apply, but the sale will end on the 30th of July. And this is kind of a retro sale because they haven't raised their prices since 2018. And their new product catalog is coming out in August, end of August. And the prices are going to be, well, they're going to go up because everything's gone up. See? So if you want to stock up at 2018 prices plus get 20% off, this would be the momento to do it. This is it. Also, they're going to be coming out with some new products, I hear. So some really great stuff that you don't want to miss. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, and take advantage of their 20% off. Hey, we're going to take a little break, but more on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Jack?
job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank. Awesome. We are going to be talking about getting some more stamina because people are just like really feeling kind of weighed down lately. So we're going to talk about how we can lift our stamina level, our mood, and we have some other things we can talk about, but let's get to getting more energy and stamina because I've gotten lots of calls about this. People want more energy, more stamina, and you know, it's become a chronic problem, I think, because more people say, you know, I just don't have the moves, the energy I used to have when I was 20. Well, people of all ages are really wanting more stamina, not just, you know, the older folks. Now, the definition of stamina is not just energy, but it is energy with staying power, you know, fortitude, toughness, grit, if you will. So it was the kind of endurance that was needed to build some of the ancient kingdoms of the world. So the origin of the word stamina began in the 18th century, and it stems from the Latin word stamen, meaning the thread of life. So this alludes to your DNA, your stock, your fortitude from which you came from. It was also a word closely used with the pedigree for things like animals and genealogy of humans. So we're going to take a look and see how we can attain more stamina with natural and non-toxic ways. So the medical definition of stamina comes from the Journal of the American Medical Association, in which it describes it this way: the strength or vigor of bodily constitution, or the capacity for withstanding fatigue or resistance to disease. That was the JAMA journal. That's what they say it is. So where did stamina go? A lot of people, as we age, ask ourselves that. You know, people say, you know, I used to be more agile on my feet and stuff. Well, there are many health experts that agree that modern man has less stamina than our ancestors did. So some blame it on modern conveniences or more entertainment, more sedentary occupations and lifestyles. But others say that processed foods and depleted minerals in the soil have contributed to our bodily decline. So there is a certain rationale to their argument, as most of us are really not like our ancient ancestors having to hunt for our food. We're less active and we're exposed to more toxins now. So in the ancient world, if you didn't move your behind, you would miss out, right? However, the human body is designed for endurance and not for speed. Okay, so how did the ancient civilizations build their architectural wonders in a time span that they had with really no modern technology or heavy equipment to help them? I would think it was because they had more stamina, and I think they had tools, but we just don't know what they were. Well, let's look at the food sources, because food is fuel. And according to the research from the University of Exeter in southwest England, human stamina may be hidden in specific foods. So, for instance, when they studied the effects of beetroot juice in improving stamina in humans by a minimum of 16 to 20%, and they wanted to know, how does beetroot do that? Well, the researchers discovered that your beetroot improves the oxygen uptake and reduces the tired feeling when we exert energy. So the beetroot juice improved breathing, cardiovascular function, and metabolic function as well. Their research did include two test groups. One was given 500 milligrams or 17 ounces of beetroot juice every day, and the other group received a placebo. So the group with the that consumed the beetroot, well, they also had lower resting blood pressure. So the study suggests that it may be the nitrate that in the beetroot that boosts our stamina, but they were not exactly sure what the mechanism in beetroot really is. They also suspect that the nitrate in beets could be converted to a nitric oxide, and that reduces the oxygen requirement by the body. Well, the research did get published in the 2009 Journal of Applied Physiology. But then there's this other study that was done by the University of Exeter School of Sport and Health Science, and they found that nitrate-rich foods increase human exercise endurance. So they found that beets accomplish this oxygen uptake so well. It reduces your blood pressure that it cannot be duplicated by other means, including athletic training. So they can't seem to duplicate what beetroot's doing, or they'd make a drug out of it, see. So their research also got published in the 2008 Journal of the American Heart Association. Now, here is a quote out of Science Journal 2010. They say, the research found that when beetroot supplement was used, there was a striking increase in performance by altering the use of oxygen during exercise. For runners, this brings a 1 to 2% improvement in race times and could mean the difference in winning or losing. That was a quote by Professor Andrew Jones, Exeter University School of Sport and Health out there in the UK. So, yeah, I'm sure, you know, Olympic athletes, you know, power up with some beetroot juice. What do you think, Frank? I would if I was competing. That's what I'd do. Now, in summary, the research team from the Exeter University found that beetroot improves stamina and could help people live more active lives by improving severe intensity exercise endurance by 20%, significantly reducing systolic blood pressure, top blood pressure reading, that's systolic, also reduces the oxygen requirement of exercise on the body. So those three things. And so you're reserving energy that way as well. Now let's look at the nitrate foods they were talking about that could help us do that, aside from your beetroot. So here are some of the foods that contain high nitrate content. Celery, cress herb, French parsley, lettuce, spinach, arugula, which is an Italian lettuce, cabbage, radishes, collard greens, and broccoli. So Let's get into this beetroot, too, because according to the article in Nutritional Science, nitrate-rich foods help the friendly bacteria of your body and also help relax your blood vessels, a vasodilator, and it helps drop your blood pressure. Beetroot can do that. Check that out. So this is in the Journal of Fundamental Biochemistry and Health and Disease, and it is reporting that the nitrate is highest in vegetable foods and which gets into the bloodstream very quickly. So these nitrate-rich foods also offer some protection from blood platelets that stick together and cause unwanted clotting. However, in some people, though, getting too much nitrate can cause migraine headaches, so be aware of that if you're a migraine sufferer. Artificial nitrate food preservatives can also be a problem for headache sufferers and are added to foods like lunch meats, hot dogs, sausages, ham, and bacon, all those processed meats. Okay, so that's why they have. Natural nitrate, though, is found also in chocolate. So people with migraine histories have to watch that. But getting back to the ancients, I love it, reading reports and things on papyrus and ancient books. It's neat. Looking back for a moment on the manpower, let's say that it took to build the Egyptian empire, we have to ask, what foods did they eat? Yeah, we're told they had a bunch of slaves, but what did they feed them? Well, according to French research teams, they explored that question. And they ran some tests on over 45 Egyptian mummies from 3500 BC to 600 AD. Okay? So the isotopes in the remains of these dead Egyptians offered a chemical signature found in food. So what the research suggested is that the ancient Egyptians were vegetarians and they ate very little fish or meat. So the Egyptian wall reliefs with, you know, the pictures of Egyptians catching and spearing fish were not for really for consumption so much, but was a food on their offering lists to their gods. They would offer them up to their pagan gods. Now, the research was also published in the Journal of Archaeological Science, and the researchers have pieced together this archaeological and anthropological evidence to suggest that while in captivity in Egypt, the Israelites ate bread and grains, vegetables, fruits, and very little meat, and some fish. Both the Egyptians and the Israelites drank wine and beer. Well, I would think so, Frank. You know, when you're sore from moving all that block, you definitely want a little something to relax you. Now, excavations of ancient Egyptian sites near pyramids produced evidence of large living quarters for the workers, as well as a bakery and a brewery. Yeah. So the ancient labor forces that were building the pyramids enjoyed vegetables rich with nitrates along with bread and beer. That's it. That's what they pretty much ate. Getting over to Rome. Rome had some contribution from what we can tell from the use of beets in the ancient world. They were cultivated in North Africa, Asia, and in Europe, but it was mostly grown for the green tops. They were using the greens in those ancient civilizations. So the red beetroot was really not used until the Romans started using it. It was excellent for its sugar content and for making dyes. So today we have to be really careful and get organic beetroots as much as, you know, we don't want that genetically modified version, do we? No. Some other benefits to your beetroot. It offers anti-inflammatory benefits. So beets will protect cells that are using the to fight off inflammation and protect your organs and your blood vessels if you got a lot of inflammation. Beets are also rich in minerals and fiber. Both are very beneficial for muscles and nerve endings. The minerals in your beets, like manganese, are necessary for healthy bones, a healthy liver, healthy kidneys, and a healthy pancreas. So pregnant mothers may wish to eat some beets for the folate, the vitamin B, to reduce birth defects. So the beets will taste bitter than the artificial biochemical vitamins. So be aware of that. When you get a lot of mineral content, they may even taste a little bit metallic-y. So beets also help the body to destroy toxicity in the body. So I like that part. So when your body breaks down toxins and nutrients, the beets help with the second part of the process when the toxins bind to molecules and then are discarded as a debris. So it helps with detoxifying. Beets are great that way. If you want a great blood work report, I mean really great blood work report, have some beet juice. Like, you know, a couple of quarts or even a gallon of it. It rebuilds the blood system in 24 hours and your blood work will look fabulous. Fabulous. It'll look like you had a blood transfusion. But you didn't. So if you're looking for let's say you don't want to deal with beets. You don't want to juice them. It's a mess. It stains everything. And here's a tip. You can cut some of your beet juice with some vegetable juice if you want. If you don't want to drink straight up beet juice, it's a bit on the bitter metallic-y side. I get it. So you can cut it with a little V8 or something. But if you get it in the system, it's amazing. The uptake, the mineral uptake for the bones. The bones make your blood, so you got to have healthy bones to make really great-looking blood and have oxygen delivery. Oh, amazing stuff. And it's simple, and God did that, and he gets all the credit. See, it's his chemistry. He knows what we need. So, if you don't want to juice beets, people say, well, can I get the there's all these beet products out there, Frank. There's beet fizzes. There's crystallized beets. There's all this stuff. Hey. Crystallized beets, I personally would avoid. I like the whole food chemistry, so the more processing you got in it, the worse it gets as a nutrient. So try to think whole food. We put organic powdered beet in the body food mix at Apothecary Herbs. And I had a health report. They did some blood work and urine analysis and all that stuff for our health insurance program, and I'm 60, and they said that was the best blood work they'd ever seen, and we got the lowest, you know, risk rate on the insurance too. So definitely something to think about, if you know, especially if you're buying life insurance or health insurance, you want to look good. Beets can do that for you. So they put the beets in the powdered mix called body food mix, and you can take a scoop of that and throw it in, I don't know, juice, vegetable juice, make a smoothie with it, and do that every day and just super infuse this nutrition in your system and watch the body heal itself. It's not rocket science. No, it's not. So go to thepowerherbs.com. You'll find that product under their energy tab, and you can get some of that and be amazed. Be amazed what nutrition will do for you. All right. I thought we'd tap into this drug monitoring program. Now, I reported, Frank, on this in 2014. And this is kind of the government wanting the states to do this. Now, the Department of Justice is kind of monitoring this drug monitoring program. So this is the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration. Their monitoring program with each state, it's a statewide database to collect data on substances and drugs dispensed by each state. So state law enforcement collects and sends this data to their housing agency, and this is a special state regulatory body authorized under your state law, and it would appear that the federal government has informed state legislators what laws they need to pass to make this national database happen. So the Department of Justice admits that the Drug Enforcement Administration, or the DEA, is not overseeing the drug monitoring program and that the program may serve several purposes. So this is being implemented under the guise of education and prevention of drug abuse and addictions, yet drug enforcement has no hands-on activity on this monitoring program. So there goes that argument. So a lot of states are falling in line since 2011. 37 states came online. They enacted a prescription monitoring legislation, and that's currently active. Some of the other states were introducing laws to get that operational. So this enables the special state agency to collect and disperse all controlled substances and to collect mountains of information on patients using these medications. So according to this Controlled Substance Act, there are five categories of controlled substances. And according to the DOJ, a substance does not have to be listed as a controlled substance to be treated as a Schedule I substance. So if any drug affects you psychologically or offers a physical dependence, the risk could be, you know, something like death. And this is considered the most dangerous of the drug classes. Now, most prescribed drugs that are meant to be taken as lifelong medications, such as your blood pressure meds, your diabetic meds, or the mental illness type drugs, that have some dependency, therefore, technically, they fall into a different category. So if you're taking a medication that's recommended for prescription by your physician, like, say, let's say an anticoagulant, for instance, you most likely won't have law enforcement knocking on your door about it. But you will eventually be put on a database list, and your use of these drugs will be monitored. Now, each state controls the access to this data collection, and every state will have this because the federal government pays them in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to participate in this drug monitoring program. It's called the Harold Rogers Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, and this is tied to your National All Schedule Prescription Electronic Reporting Act of 2005, which has grant money in it, millions of dollars. So if your state participates in these two programs, they get more money. So basically, a lot of data collection. This is their big data. And big data is kind of like a currency because they can sell that data. Now, states that are already monitoring on these two programs, Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, states that were kind of, you know, dragging their feet, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Georgia, Maryland, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, South Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin, and one U.S. territory, Guam. So they enacted legislation to establish these programs, but they haven't operationally made them fully operational, so they're kind of dragging their feet. So if you live in Oregon, Frank, that's your state. So if you live in Oregon, they actually passed a monitoring program in 2013, and the data that they collected on patients includes their sex, their gender. I think there's still only two genders, right? I don't know. On forms, are there more than 85 genders now? Also, they collect days supplied by the drug, how many days you got this medication. It includes your refill data on the drug, your prescribers, you know, who gave you the prescription, and who were the pharmacists that filled the prescription. All that is collected. So all public health authorities in the state of Oregon have access to this information, including your medical examiners. What'd you say, Frank? Do not talk to anyone from government or anyone who knows about anything ever. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Now some of the states like Missouri, they didn't want the monitoring patient drug records thing. They didn't. Because they worried about those databases getting hacked. And actually, they were hacked July 25th, 2014. It was a big problem. So they said there was a breach in security. It resulted in five states like Florida, Virginia, Colorado, Utah, and Washington all got that information hacked. Senators got involved, and it was just a total mess. Virginia's database got hacked, too. Virginia's database got hacked, and they had to send notification letters to thousands of people. So technology and the internet may have eliminated the physical requirement of communicating, but not the costs of communicating. So we have gained speed in which information is transmitted and received, but what was the cost of that? So technology and dehumanizing mankind by exposing all these intimate details about a person without investing in human contact. Well, Mark Twain said, unlimited power is the legal ideal thing when it is in the safe hands. However, the only hands unlimited power is safe in is God's. Right. I always said this. This is my thing. This is my little quote. A little power in the hands of a small mind is a dangerous thing. So I think that data harvesting programs like your prescription monitoring program is kind of a two-edged sword. It may offer limited good, but I think it will deliver power into the wrong hands, and that could inflict injury on innocent people. So I can see this program being used as another outlet for identity theft, to manipulate patients by cutting them off from their medications if they don't do something. You may ask, you know, who would be able to do such a thing, get away with it? Well, the very entity which is demanding it be installed, your government. So what better way to make people bow down than to restrict their lifeline of medicines? Huh? Or shut off their bank account. That's that trust score by Bill Gates. So, you know, we've got to look out for these things because they are real. And look for your alternatives to make you feel empowered, because they will empower you, because God promises they will. Call of the folks at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Take advantage of the 20% off sale. Details are on their homepage. But, yeah, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. His power is built into that. His power. Okay? And you trust in it. Yeah, there is no good coming out of the government. I know that, Frank. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.